Hello.
Morning.
Hey, is it Andrew or AJ? Do you prefer AJ?
AJ's good.
AJ's good. Okay, AJ. Thank you so much for your willingness to do a presentation on Power BI. I think we have you down for the 11th, is that right?
Yep, I hope it's not too underwhelming.
I'm sure it'll be great. Thank you so much. All right. Hello, everybody. We'll get started in about a minute or two. Just letting folks get connected. Welcome to the Reporting SIG meeting for Monday, August 4th. Can you believe it's August? Linda, are you okay doing attendance?
Yeah, got it.
Thank you so much. Hello, if you're just joining, I'm just going to wait another minute for people to get connected. Welcome to the Reporting SIG meeting. Glad you're here. Okay, I see a lot of folks have joined, so welcome. This is the Reporting SIG meeting for Monday, August 4th, and happy to see you here. Today we'll be looking at what the Product Council has down for us for priorities, and we have until the first of next month to put together and reevaluate our priorities. So we'll focus on that today and anything else that might come up. As always, we like to ask, what topics would you like us to cover in the reporting SIG? Are there any topics that you've been curious about that we should add to our list to try to get on the schedule? Stuff that's come up recently is, Power BI, MetaDB, APIs, I think, came up. So we're trying to find out more about that and other tools. So are there any, and I don't have the chat open. Let me just make sure that's open. Are there any topics that people would like to have us cover, in the upcoming months here? Scott and I try to put together the calendar in advance, as far out as we can, so that we've always got something interesting on the menu. What would be good? Okay. An introduction to the API, the API for what? Which API?
More a general introduction, how you can use it, how you can use Postman, and more a training.
So connecting to Folio for data. Okay, so Folio APIs. And then using those to generate like data exports.
I saw some trainings here in the Folio Wiki, but I'm not sure if the rest of the group knows it. And there are also integrated tools in Postman to get tables, not only JSON data. So maybe we can take a look on this.
I like that. You said there are trainings. Do you remember where you saw those?
No,
Okay.
unfortunately,
All right, we'll
no.
try to find out. Well, good to know that there are trainings because that helps us kind of in our search for more information, but we'll have to see if there's somebody who would be willing to talk to us a little bit more about using the Folio APIs and Postman in particular to get information to get data. So are there any other topics that folks would like to see us cover in the coming months? And I should say, AJ from Texas A&M has kindly agreed to do a little introduction to what they're doing with Power BI at TAMU. And Scott and I are working on doing a little bit more with reporting app. There's been a request for more information about that, some training, what's going on with reporting app development, et cetera. So that is something that more institutions are implementing. So we'd like to get some more support out there for it. Okay. Well, don't hesitate to throw a note on the reporting channel or just reach out to me or to Scott to let us know if you're interested in a particular topic, or you find a neat resource to share for the reporting community. Which is getting wider every day with all these different tools and apps that we have. Yep, just some more. Do we have any new members today, folks who are just stopping in or checking out the reporting SIG who would like to introduce themselves? Any new folks? Okay. SIG Recruitment, we do have another rep for the documentation team, so I should take that out. But we always need folks who are interested in developing queries, working on our Folio Analytics derived table repository, and so forth. So let us know if you are able to contribute to that. So let's jump right to community priorities. In the product council, there has been some new focus on gathering priorities from SIGs. Oh, I'm seeing there's a note. LinkedIn Learning. Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay, LinkedIn Learning has some Postman training videos. Ah, fantastic. Thank you so much. Okay. Product Council has been focusing on community priorities dashboard development. So they are turning to SIGs to ask for priorities on development so that they can raise those up and give us the support that we need to work on various software updates and tools to help with what we need to do the work of Folio. They are ready to move forward with a first official round of prioritization. And SIG conveners have been asked to review priorities with their SIG members and make any updates by September 1st. So we've got this month to take a look at what is on the community priorities dashboard for reporting SIG. And to add to that, so I'm just kind of throwing those doors open and hoping that you will think about what are the things that I need? What are the things that I want to see prioritized when it comes to reporting? And don't just think MetaDB, you know, think, you know, ListSap, reporting app, anything that you're using to develop reports, what's important for us to raise up with product councils. So we'll take a look at that. And then I have one thing that has come up for Cornell that I'd like to share that may lead to another round of prioritization. So let's just pop this open. So the plan is to gather the SIG priorities, review the top fives together, and draft a prototype of community priorities. I think this is the wrong date, but we'll see. So I think this is just a previous round. So just popping down to reporting SIG. Right now we have is priority one is every, you know, whatever is on the MetaDB development log, the issues log. So let's just pop that open. And I encourage you, if particularly if your institution's running MetaDB, to engage with this issues board and to add things that you see are missing or need to be developed. So here we have quite a few items that are on the list for MetaDB development. And you can see that some of them have been flagged as a duplicate, new feature, feature request, waiting for information, supporting creating users without creating a schema, etc., new features. So contributing to the issues log for the MetaDB software helps index data to develop the software. And, you know, you want to be as descriptive as you can with what the issue is that you'd like them to address. Now, do we have, is Lauren, is there anything anybody would like to say from index data who would like to say about the issues log for MetaDB? Sorry. Yep. Lauren. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I don't know that I have anything super formal to say that right now. I'm looking at requirements for kind of the anonymization component, as well as kind of trying to define those roles. I was hoping kind of the data privacy group could get together and chat some too, because I think that will be really, really helpful as well.
Yes.
But
yes.
I've kind of got three different sets of ideas about anonymization that I'm currently trying to reconcile against each other.
Yes. Yes, I need to get that going, and I'm just like underlining it on my list here. So we'll get a meeting together so that you can get some help, and we can also bring it back to the SIG to get some input on that. But certainly that would be a wonderful thing for us to focus on within this context as well. Okay. All right. Thank you. So going back here, GDPR compliance, which is related to data anonymization, is on the docket for MetaDB version 1.5. This is what, Lauren, this is kind of the stuff that you're working on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of trying to pull all of that into a single cohesive idea, since there's kind of a lot of different places where we've got some comments and some ideas about this.
Yeah. So the other issue that we have here is data array extraction, which I think has been part of 1.4. Is 1.4 sort of officially out there yet, or are we still in beta?
Think we are still in beta on that. I haven't seen a date on an official release.
And for those of you who've been, attending all along, that we've been really trying to help with data array extraction, the idea being to get more out of those JSON bits into columns in MetaDB. And there's been a lot of great work on that. And so that's a lot of the focus, as I understand it, from 1.4. So we're kind of getting close to the end, I guess, on that. And then now this new focus on the GDPR compliance and data anonymization. We've had a lot of discussion about data privacy for MetaDB within this group because it's become it's a more important issue in these times for us to really figure this out. And it's a complicated topic. MetaDB is interconnected with Folio, which also has data anonymization. So we've talked a little bit about that. So it's a matter of really going through all the different aspects of this and understanding how to approach it that gets complicated. But I think there are bits that can be worked on for development. So it's helpful for us to help index data by, sharing our experiences and what we're looking for. For those of you who are sort of new to this GDPR compliance, this is a requirement for European institutions to keep data private. And so, this is I believe, Stefan, can you, if you can correct me if I'm wrong, but it's a legal matter. And so it's a hard requirement for them to be able to anonymize data.
Yes, that's right. We need this feature in MetaDB to use the software, and and after that we can install the software in a live environment. So, but at the moment we can only use it in test environments. So that's not really good because you need real data. To test it. Yeah. So that's why it's a high priority for European and institutions.
Stefan, did you have other stuff that you wanted to bring up, or was it just that?
Yeah, I added an additional point in the agenda. It's a point, I'm not sure if it is a new requirement. Or there is a ticket in Jira. It's about content permissions.
Content permissions. Okay, we'll have to take a look at that. I'm just going to put that as a note.
Think you have to refresh to the. Oh, yeah, there is.
Yeah, the okay. What?
Up,
Too
up,
much
up.
stuff. Too much stuff. Oh, you've got it there. Thank you so much. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Great. Wonderful. So, content permissions. So this is permissions for accessing tables from within the app reporting. The reporting, the reporting app. Yes. sorry. I have created an issue that I've been working with Charlotte and Mike Taylor on for just an initial set of permissions. But so it sounds like this is something important for your institutions. Let me tell you a little bit more about this. So with the reporting app permissions currently, if you're using the reporting app, which we have just started to do at Cornell, if it's not straightforward And we're still trying to see if there's a way to do this, but what we want is a reporting app user role. So somebody goes into the reporting app and they're going to do a run report, and they can only build a query, save a query, and run reports. They can't go to settings for reporting and make changes there. Right, so a user role rather than, say, an admin role. And we have not figured that out yet, but we're working with Mike Taylor, the main developer for Reporting App, and Charlotte Witt, who's also from Index Data, to try to understand if there's something we it's and he has said this is not functionality that's built in yet. And asked, for me to create this. So I created a ticket, 178 here for that. We're kind of going back and forth on when could it be developed? Would it be a bug and therefore a critical service patch, which would make it enable it to be developed sooner? Or would it be part of the Trillium? Because I think Sunflower is all wrapped up. So we will see what's possible. This would be one set of permissions. Do other institutions want this kind of functionality? Is this important to you as well?
I definitely think it's important, and we do want it. I
Okay.
do have a question. Would you speculate that would this kind of permission schema have any impact if you were doing direct reporting, say, for example, in DBeaver?
I don't think so because it's in Folio.
Okay.
You don't know until you test it, of course, but because this is really a request to make a change in the Folio application for reporting, I can't see it impact. You're just making, if you can't get to settings are just to set up your access to MetaDB, your MetaDB database. You need to have access to a GitHub repository, and that's all set up in settings, kind of for reporting in the Folio app. If that got developed to just modify this request is just to make it so that a reporting app user cannot go into settings and make changes for the reporting app, but it's not really
Well, you're not
touching, it's not touching the
excluding
back end.
various tables. I thought
No,
the
no. No, it's just Folio.
idea was to hide certain tables from users
Oh, let me,
using the reporting app.
if I, why don't I just pop this? let's see. Now, where are
Yeah,
we?
that's what I mentioned in this new requirement. For the content permissions.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
Yeah.
let me pop this open so that we're all sort of on the same page here. Let's see. I'm just trying to think of we just went to Ramsen's. So, well, we'll just see how that is. I'll just jump over there so we can look at this. Okay. All right. So just, looking at the front end of the reporting app, what we would like is a role, reporting app user role that allows you to, use this build query functionality, load query, and the run report functionality, but it does not allow you to, go to settings, go to reporting, and change any of this. And Stefan, are you talking about this? Wow. Maybe I should go to test. Jean, has it been this slow for you?
Sometimes, yeah.
Maybe I should. Do you think I should jump over to test?
Maybe, yes.
Okay, there you go. Okay, it showed up. So in the reporting app, you have this setting for table availability. Is this what you want to have more granularity or something, Stefan?
Yeah, it must be
Okay.
coupled with a user account.
Okay.
Which
Okay.
users can see which tables, maybe as a role,
Okay.
so that you can say, okay, this role can see these tables and another role
Gotcha.
can, yeah. So, and after that, you can combine these roles for a user. If you need all tables, you can set all roles, but if you need only for example, the tables for invoices, then you get only the row for invoices.
Yeah,
So
yeah.
maybe you can split the roles into the different tables from the apps. So as you can see, we have here the schemas, and maybe you can have roles for agreements, then you have a role maybe for invoices and for orders, and then you can click it to get together in the new app in the settings for the user roles. I'm not sure how it calls. So, and then do you have the permissions by user? So, and
By
not,
folio user, right?
yeah, yes,
Yes,
and not,
not MetaDB user. Okay.
yes, that's right.
Okay. So is that something that Lauren, is this something that we should put in as a feature request? Is it in as a feature request? Does anyone know? Has that been brought up as an issue or feature request?
It's come up. I think some of this is kind of the granularity between what's been asked in MetaDB and what's been asked in the reporting app.
Yeah,
I don't know
it's hard.
that there. Well, I know we've had the conversations about roles in the reporting app, that the first step with that was the ability to assign access to tables. But I think what I've taken out of some of these conversations we've had over the last couple of months is that really what would be great is if we could just assign individual users access to those roles. And I don't know how feasible or how quickly any of this can happen, but it almost sounds like we need permission sets in Folio that correspond to those roles so that then users could have, and within Folio could have the permissions assigned, because right now the way you set up access to the reporting app is there's a single reporting app user. And so since it's set up for the entire tenant, there's not a good way to restrict it that, person A should have access to acquisitions while person B is doing circulation. So they need loan data and that kind of thing. So I would need to take a look. And I don't think this exists for the reporting app, but I would need to double check to see if something does. But I think we might have to get the functionality there in MetaDB first.
Well,
I don't
for
know. It
in the
kind of depends on how they work together.
okay. Well, do you think it'd be good for us to just put in a feature request in so that describing what we're looking for? and kind of
Yeah,
work with that. I'm just trying
I
to
think,
raise up the priorities. Yeah.
yeah, I think that would be helpful. I think the one thing that we should probably try to do is to make sure that as we're talking about roles, we kind of get the roles to match between the two systems, so there's not confusion when assigning roles, that if somebody has this role in
Oh
MetaDB
yeah. Yeah.
and a role in Folio, they can access the same things.
I yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I've gone round and round in my head. It makes your head spin thinking about it all. But yeah, it's almost, sometimes I'm just like, just make it roles in Folio. But yeah, it could get very confusing if you have one role in MetaDB and then you have another role in Folio, and what do you see? Right now, if for those who haven't looked at this yet, what you can do is you can disable for the universal reporting app user a particular table or set of tables if you want. So, and that's it. Stefan is asking for more granularity. So, Stefan, I wonder, would you like to put a request in with those?
I can create an issue in Jira
Yeah.
under UI LDP. Is the right project for this?
I Lauren, is that does that sound like a good follow-up?
Yeah, I think that's a good follow-up. So at least it gets it on the radar and we can kind of work from there.
Okay.
I stuck a note
Great.
in test too, because as we're looking at the reporting app, a lot of that is at the schema level. Does the granularity need to be restricting access at the schema or at the individual tables?
I'm
Yeah,
just
a
gonna
good
here's the a link in the chat, Stefan, for the to get over to the Jira. Does it have to be at the schema level or at the table level? Right, because we have grant and revoke at the is that at the table level in 1.4 or the schema level?
I think it's at the table level. Let me
That's at
pull.
the table level. So you can restrict access to certain tables in the MetaDB 1.4 version already. And have that MetaDB user. So you could have this MetaDB user only be able to see these tables, or just turn off some tables for whatever user account. So you could control it today, in Postgres. Yeah. Thank you, AJ. We were looking at that too. It's all it looks like the grant deny is coming from PostgreSQL. Yeah. Which is good. So you can do it from there. So what would so the reporting app user, but let's say somebody's trying to run something from reporting app, do we need to further be able to set up roles that enable users to read to enable that role to look at to be tailored down to the table level or to the schema level? Stefan, do you have a sense of that, or you want to think about it?
Let me think about this a little
Yeah,
bit.
that's why it gets confusing.
I create a ticket and set the status on draft, and then we can talk more about this in the
Okay,
next meetings.
sounds good. Perfect, perfect. So yeah, this is just to get, people thinking about what are the important things. So we got a couple of things for the reporting app, having to do with permissions, and of course all MetaDB, data anonymization and that sort of thing. So this is good. So okay, fantastic. It's exactly what we want to see happen is to get at what the issues are and what the priorities are. So let's just pull out issues now, and then next meeting I think just spend a little time on positioning those, because we have to decide if the issues are gonna how important they are. in terms of the project timeline. And we already have things sort of going. We know that. We get to reporting SIG here a second. There we go. GDPR compliance is the, a big focus right now. And should we say, should we leave that as the top? I think this is kind of a done deal, right? So should we leave that as the next priority, and then have, say, some of these reporting app things as priority three? What would priority four be? So it's really important to be thinking about what these priorities are for your institution so we can raise those up. Are there any other priorities that people are chomping at the bit to tell us about thinking about priorities? Yeah.
There's it's more a general question, though, because we have a problem with this table. So, because also in other SIGs, there is a content overlap between these applications, so and topics. So sometimes you have requirements for applications. If we think about in-app reports, then we can also add requirements to the applications if we need an in-app report. But it's also a topic for reporting. So it is a very should add the requirement here in this table. It's more a question for the group, so.
So your question is, you're saying it's hard because there are reporting requirements across the project that may not be listed right here in reporting. Yeah, I think it's important to take a look at those. Yeah.
We have some different reporting options. So sometimes you need the API to get the report. Sometimes you need an in-app report. And then we have the reporting apps, the reporting app from index data. And then we have the lists app. List app is a separate row here in this table. So, and that's it's very complicated. So we have this the same problem in other SIGs in Folio. And we need to find a good way for us in this group where we can add our requirements in this table.
But also to keep those other ones in mind. Yeah, I encourage everyone to do that. You can see there's quite a bit going on with Lists app. It's a very good point. And so, we want to focus on feature development that isn't being covered and is important. I think data anonymization is really coming up as a top priority for GDPR institutions, for other institutions, being able to control whether private, patron identifiers, library patron identifiers, and things like that show or not is really important. And it remains to be seen how much of that is done on the Folio side versus the MetaDB side, because you can control, you could do, we already have the capability to do some data anonymization in Folio, and that does stream over to MetaDB if you choose to anonymize data. So they're intertwined. So it's important to keep that in mind as well. I would say, and maybe these are subtopics. Maybe we need to break these out a little bit more, just to say what are some of the issues that are related to to data privacy, and I think maybe the data privacy subgroup can work on this, but are there things that specific things that should be worked on first? On the Folio side, they're looking at anonymizing requester IDs in the requests app. There's already been work done to anonymize loans, and that functionality is being used by many institutions. So do we look at it from that side? Okay, to what extent do we look at the MetaDB development side, and so forth? So we'll continue to look at these things. Thank you, Stefan, for that point. Are there any other things that come to mind that you're have been important at your institution for reporting that we should raise up here?
Could it help if we create a wiki page with a table where
I like that idea. Yeah.
the users can add new requirements for reporting?
As a way to make simplify it, yeah, and streamline. Yeah, I like that idea.
That we can discuss in the reporting sig if there are new ones.
Yeah, that's definitely a great idea. So create a well, so we'll create some a page in the reporting sig wiki to refine what some of these requirements are and where people can enter more. It's helpful to think about what's not working well at your institution with regard to reporting. What are the gaps in functionality that plague your institution? The thing we're dealing with right now is data privacy at our institution and really scratching our heads to, make that work right. Are there other, and then of course this, reporting app permissions issue. Is this reporting sig only concentrated on MetaDB? Right. That is a great question because really reporting is so broad. We don't focus solely on MetaDB issues. We have weighed in on other issues before. So I would say if there are other issues that you want to raise up, I think the answer is it depends because say I wouldn't want to create like a whole nother row for list app. Well, it's interesting. The metadata management group has oh no, that's metadata management. Well, there's nothing here for list app. Interesting. I think we would want to check with product council. Jen is our liaison, and she is was unable to be here today, but I think we could check with Jen on how to position that. But let's raise up the issues regardless of where they're supposed to sit. So if you, for instance, had something, Kevin, for Lisap, then I would say let's add it, something that you need, and so forth. I think as long as we're staying within the general reporting area, that it's fine to list more things.
I don't know how deeply this goes, but I was just mostly was thinking that whenever there's an in-app report, I find them to be so inconsistent that I never know what I'm going to get out of it. And I don't know if that's something I can complain about because every app has a different, different set of developers working on it, and they have all different data. But I get really frustrated with the in-app reports, or in-app exports, whatever they export, because they're very inconsistent, and I would like to use those as part of my reporting process, when I'm trying to, data cleanup or whatever. And I don't know what whose responsibility that is, or if it's something that can even be accomplished. So that's mostly what I was talking about, is that it would be great to have a set of standards for this is the format that we would like you to export in these export things. Yeah, I figured it was the product owners who were making those decisions, but if somebody were able to wrangle them together and, try to make them consistent or more consistent,
Is there
try to attempt to,
still a UI SIG? I mean, there was initially, there was a lot of focus on UI, user interface and keeping it designed well and consistent, which is really an important part of software development. So to minimize user confusion and efficient and make them more efficient in their use of the product. So how can we make these consistent? And I, Kevin, if I can, I just want to put your name so that when we write about this, we can check in with you that we have the right thing.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, not that you have to fix all of this or anything. There's a cross-up app SIG maybe there. Ooh, thanks, Lauren. Maybe the cross app SIG. Beautiful. I love that idea. Is that here? Cross app. Oh, look. Oh. Well. Okay. They have, Laura, are you saying that they already have an issue for this or?
I admit I don't know if they have an issue for it, but
Oh,
that
that's the
seems
SIG.
like,
Gotcha. Okay.
yeah, that was just, that seems like that might be the place if we're trying to
Yeah.
get
Yeah, I like that.
consistency in exporting things.
Yeah. So certainly giving them the feedback that we would like to see that is important. Yeah, I think, Scott and I can reach out to the product owner for CrossApp. And just say, we're doing this prioritization, and here's this idea that came up from a reporting SIG. Can this be woven into your priority somehow? So I like that idea, cross app SIG. Thank you.
I was going to say, Sharon, related to what Kevin was saying, and I brought this up at a different SIG, is also the query like being different across apps too. So like in order to get information, sometimes, some use FQM, some use a different thing. I mean, it's not directly related to reporting, but that's kind of a thing that, you kind of deal have to do a different kind of language for depending on the app when conducting a search and getting information. And that's something I brought up. And I was referred to the cross app SIG for that as well.
Yeah, and that's again another excellent place to target that feedback. So the report queries are the methodology for building the queries is different from, say, ListApp. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, it's just, yeah, it depends. Like what we're using in the reporting app to build a query is different than what we're using in the list app on how you build a query. So it just kind of sometimes confusing. And not just reports, but also just getting, a list of items in the app. It's sometimes confusing that you have to use like CQL sometimes in the inventory app to get a list, but then you have to use an FQM in the list app. And I think sometimes that can be confusing for users that are not familiar with the different of languages out there. But sometimes, because of the data, you can't do that. You have to use, a different programming language. But it's just something I've kind of gotten a lot of feedback about, is that you look up things differently depending on the app you're in or the
Yes. Yeah, I'm sorry, that using SQL is, or CQL in what app is that?
Inventory.
In inventory, versus build query in another one. Okay. Yes, the build query in LissApp versus reporting app is confusing. Yeah. I think that kind of stuff goes a bit to, I don't know who, if Tech Council is dealing just with technical issues, or if they also deal with UI confusion issues. So UI confusion. So these are all good problems to have because it means we have so many tools that we have to now try to make them easier to use. But yeah. Thank you so much. So yes, let's try to figure out how to position that. We'll have to think about that. Anything else that comes to mind before we close here? Wait, makes me want to kind of invite the cross-app sig here, or somehow work with them. Lots of votes for cross-app sig. Okay. Well, I don't have other topics. We just wanted to have an opportunity to get dig in on this community priorities dashboard development. I encourage you to take a look through that, not just for reporting, but for other features. This is a really great opportunity for you to raise up the priorities for your institution and to get them on the dashboards for development. So I encourage you to get involved in that. We have until September 1st to get this feedback together, so we'll bring this again and talk about it more. And we got at least one JIRA in, so that's great. And I think that's all I have for today. So, unless there any other, Scott, did you have anything else that we should remind people about? Or,
No, I think it's
oh,
been a good discussion, but you obviously
actually,
remembered something.
I just had to say your name to remember that we should do some shameless self-promotion. So, in the spirit of shameless self-promotion, at WolfCon, Scott and I are doing two cool reporting sessions. One is a pre-conference training. So, if you're going to WolfCon, please join us for an introduction to how to report with training available. And it was very well received last year when we did a training to get people into the system and generating queries and running things, and really fun. So we have that pre-conference training on Monday, what is it, 23rd, 24th, something like that, in the morning. And then we also have a session during the main conference. And I'll list it in here in the reporting SIG agenda at some point. But we'd love to see you there. And that's Welcome to the Wide World of Reporting. So the training is called Got Data? That's all we've got, I think, for today. So great work. Thank you so much. Next week, we're going to have AJ from TAMU talk to us about Power BI and how they're using that there for reporting. And well, we can also touch on these priorities again and see and get things a little bit more position and talk and go over those and add to them if needed. So thanks everybody. Really great ideas today, and appreciate seeing you and working with you on our priorities. Have a good rest of your week, and I'll see you at the next reporting meeting.
Bye.
Bye-bye.